Blog Talk Radio.
And then do people just want the easy route, whatever that might be. So
I'm going to throw some of these questions at Ms. Carissa. Let me see if I can get her on the line right now. Hold on a second. Hello, Carissa.
Yo, yo.
How you doing, lady?
Good. How are you? What's going on?
It's going. I'm busy. I'm in the midst of doing a lot of stuff on my side of the world, but it's getting there. I'm just kind of getting used to this little system too for the radio show. It's pretty nice, so I'm glad it's working so far. So, how you doing out there, West Coast?
Good, good. You know, it's a little earlier. It's around about 8:30 here, but things are good. Things are blessed.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate you taking a little bit of time to talk. And if you heard some of my intro, you already kind of know where I'm going. So I just want to throw it at you. Why would you – well, first of all, no, actually, this is what I want you to do. Tell the audience how you at this point have gotten to where you are at. Don't give – you know, you don't have to give a whole – you know, the whole background story or whatnot. But just even in the here and now, in the last three months or so, the stuff that you've done, the stuff that you've endured, the stuff that you worked on to get where you are. And, of course, introduce everybody to who you are and what you do.
For sure. Well, I go by Ironic. I'm 50% of the duo Flying Without Wings. We are originally from Michigan. Now we're in L.A. And as far as what I'm doing and what we're doing and how we're doing what we're doing is basically just consistency, grinding, perseverance, and having an open mind and being positive. Nothing like I heard you say about, some people feeling like they're owed something, or that's how they act, as if they're owed something or success is going to come overnight. Well, and, you know, we talk about one-hit wonders and stuff all the time, but that's the kind of success that, you know, we steer away from. We don't want overnight success because it usually lasts about that long. And we do this because we're passionate about it. We love music. And anything worth doing, you know, it's worth spending time on and having determination, motivation, ambition. And those aren't characteristics that, you know, that get you overnight success. So you get out of it what you put in, you know. And we've been doing music now for about almost 3 years. As far as professionally, and, you know, we moved from Michigan to L.A., and now we're doing shows and opening for major artists and whatnot, and it's just a grind. It's just a grind, and you keep working hard at it, and, you know, good things will come from it.
I appreciate the point where you mentioned perseverance, and like I said in my intro again, you know, if it wasn't really worth it to start, why start if you weren't really prepared for everything that comes with it? And that's, again, going back into, you know, is it supposed to be just easy? Is it just supposed to fall into your lap? Now, let me ask you this direct question. Why do you think that attitude is so prevalent in women?
Why do I think it's so prevalent in women? I don't know if it's women, I would say, because I see it in people in general. And that's not
let me change that to an extent. Uh-huh. Why in general? Because, well, I'll put it to you like this. Propensity, you know a little bit of, you know, what I was talking about because I, you know, was telling it to you, you know, before. But let's just say the city of Atlanta. I'll go ahead and say what it is. Why, and you being here as well for a period of time, you kind of know the environment, things of that nature. Why is, or is, maybe there isn't an answer at the end of the day, but I just wanted to get your opinion. Why do you believe that the propensity of women in the city of Atlanta don't want to do? Because at the end of the day,
it has to do a lot with the job, like facilitation. You're talking more so like on the whole modeling tip, right? Because you deal with obviously.
I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about anything to where they say they want to do something and it's laid out to where how they can do it or make the attempt to do it. And then they say on the one hand that they want to do it, but actions speak louder than words when it comes down to it. They're flaking out of the shoot. They're flaking out of going to the audition. They're flaking out of even submitting themselves. They're flaking out of taking pictures, so on and so forth. You see what I'm saying? This is Atlanta. There's stuff that happens in Atlanta every doggone day. But there's tons of people that don't ever go to an audition. There's tons of people that have not shot in 3 years. You see what I'm saying?
I'm
That's what I'm
think
saying.
That, I can't say that it's a specific gender or sex. It's a type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lazy and there's non-ambitious people all over the world. And
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming what you're saying, there's just a lot of them in Atlanta that you've had to come across, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I think it's a mindset. It's a mindset of our generation that things are supposed to be owed to them, or people think that they're better than what they are, and they feel like they don't have to work hard, especially when it comes to things like trades, like when it comes to the
mm-hmm.
art or something like modeling or music and whatnot. You know, you're going off of perception of you believing that you're talented, but I feel like what people don't realize is that there's somebody out there 20 times less prettier than you that's working 30 times harder that's going to get that gig, that somebody out there that's not as musically inclined as you, that's outside selling, you know, passing out mixtapes, riding the bus, passing out mixtapes, that is going to get heard before you. And people are, you know, trying to rely off of their quote-unquote talent and looks instead of, you know, relying off of hard work. And that's one thing I can say about our generation is we're lazy, you know, as a whole.
And you know what? You brought up two good points. One of them I say all the time is that at the end of the day, the show will go on without you if it gets down to it, and they will pick somebody. So even if that other person, like you said, is not as talented or look as good as you, at the end of the day, they showed up, and they can make it work at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
The other thing is, and really maybe it didn't really dawn on me until you mentioned it, is the generational thing. And if it's that's a huge, like, I don't know what the word is, maybe disappointment. I don't know, but that's a big deal, you know, because we're talking about a big part of that, you know, population as far as, like, let's just say your generation going and past mine and whatnot, where you kind of fall and whatnot, of men and women who have basically, whether or not you want to say it's been taught or whether or not just what they've been paying attention to for the last couple of years or whatever, is that this is what reality is when we know it's not. And I think it's maybe it's just so saturated. I never really, you know, thought about the generational part of it, but I just think, like I said, in your case, and in anybody's case, if you really want something to happen, you can do it. You know, it's priorities, you know, the hard work part of it, the practicing, things of that nature, and it's just a matter of, you know, just looking at it from inside out, looking in. You know, it's just. It's crazy out here, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of people who are in stuff now, you know, that weren't in stuff a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and they kept going. And, like, in Flying Without Wings is performing next week, opening for a major artist in Los Angeles, California. You're shooting the music video this weekend. I think you said next weekend, too. Y'all just doing all kind of stuff, you know. Yeah. And it's just not happening just because. You know, you have a cartoon coming out. You know, the Junk Food Kids. You know, I'm doing shameless plugs now, of course.
I mean, it doesn't happen until it happens, you know. And if you give up, it's never going to happen. So I just, like, there's so many people in the game that's just so talented. And if you look at some of these actors and actresses that did go off to school that have their degree, that are talented, multi-talented people, you know, that, you know, some of these models that do play instruments, it's all a hustle, it's all a grind. You don't see, it's very, you know, seldom you see a celebrity that's not good at other things because they had to develop themselves. And people that are just closed-minded that don't want to develop themselves, you know, they're not going to get too far.
Yeah. What would you say, and I'm going to let you go after this, and I do definitely, again, appreciate your time. Also, everyone, check out www.fw2music.com to find out everything about Flying Without Wings. Y'all love that plug, I know. What would you say to the audience in general, just one more time, in regards to, you know, once you do have a goal, you know, like for you, for instance, you know, every day, you know, what are you doing to, you know, go out and make sure that your goals are going to happen, just in general?
I would suggest that you write out, you know, your long-term goals and your short-term goals, you know, write out a 5-year plan, write out a 3-year plan, write out a 6-month plan, something that's feasible for you to maintain, you know, and once you're hitting those goals for your 6 months, you know, then write out like a 3-year plan, you know, where you want to be at, what you want to do, and just make, you know, logical attempts to try to maintain those and to reach them. And if you can put it down on paper, that's how you got to work, you know, work it out, put it down on paper and get your mind frame right, and, you know, you're more likely to actually do it. And, I mean, that's just it, to stay positive and keep, you know, keep a good head on your shoulders and make sure you're open-minded to do what you should do, but, you know, make sure you also know what you're not willing to compromise as far as what you believe in.
Exactly. And, you know, you took part of, you know, of course, my, you know, my, I shouldn't say famous sayings, but, you know, once you get that checklist and you actually start checking stuff off, hey, guess what? Stuff is happening. It has to, because you're checking it off. So, well, again, I definitely appreciate you being on. Oh, go ahead and do a couple of shout-outs. I always forget to do that most of the time.
For sure, fw2music.com, you know, Zyronic and Sharks to My Boy VC, might be listening right now, and everybody in Grand Rapids and LA. If you are in the LA area, you guys can come check this out next week, opening up for Jay Davey at the Key Club. Follow us on Twitter at fw2music. And thanks for having me, Chris.
All right, you take care. Thank you.
All right, yep.
Hey, everyone, that was Ironic from the group Flying Without Wings out there in sunshiny Los Angeles, California, doing their thing. Again, go to www.fw2music.com to find out everything about Flying Without Wings. Also, if you're in L.A., you know someone out there, you can buy tickets to their show next week by emailing fw2music@gmail.com. I have my next guest on the line, but I'm going to take a little bit of a break. Listen to actually one of the tracks from Flying Without Wings, Blast Off, from their upcoming mixtape, Mechanism. Check it out. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, episode 21.
No one, I got to make my move right now. Sometimes I feel like all this stuff ain't got me. When I can get the wall, they try to take it off of me. Well, I said I am enough, but I ain't no problem. Don't make me run to the trunk and lash it up. I'm a fugitive to everything around me. Toast to bagels and a little cream cheese. Sit back and relax with a little fight club and watch a nigga stop to everything but peace. It's a shame how the game will make a nigga forget the values of morale. He grew up with all the sense exchange, so his sense has changed for a little bit of sense and change. My things, Scotty better beat me up. For the hood rats better go and beat me up. It's an old fat rat on a beach when you call my beast with a shoe don't feed in a house you will. God damn, I'm everything but they.
Hey everyone, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, episode 21. That was Blast Off by the group Flying Without Wings, and of course that's a hot, you know, it's a hot track, you know it is, and I'm biased, yes, I've been working with the group forever now, and they are doing big things, so I definitely appreciate Ironic from the group calling in to lend her ear to the subject tonight, which is, what does it take to reach goals? My next guest is out of New York. She is a director and also an actress. She is doing a lot of things right now, so we're going to find out about what she's doing and see if we're going to get Gerland Lentz on. Hey, Gerland.
Hey, Chris. What's up?
Not much. I'm glad I memorized your phone number.
Yeah, that's
you
good.
You could have easily been somebody else.
Yeah, I know. I was
that.
Like... Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. But how are you doing this evening? Thanks for calling. I know what time it is. It's actually, you're actually on the East Coast out there. So,
yeah.
So let me get right into it. I don't know how much of my intro that you did get, but basically, you know, I'm talking about what does it take to reach goals. And Some of the things that I was mentioning is, you know, why would you tell someone that you're going to do something and not do it? Or why would you put yourself in for an opportunity, and then when someone calls you about the opportunity, why would you hang up on them? And then I was mentioning things like, you know, do people have low expectations of themselves? You know, are people lazy? Do they just not want to, you know, work hard? Do they think everything is free? You know, do people just want the easy route? So first and foremost, introduce the audience to who you are and what you do, and then we'll get started.
Okay, yes. As you already told them, I'm Girlin Lance, and I'm a director and an actress. I've been acting since I was 4 years old, and I started directing by the time I was 9. So I've been doing a lot in the East Coast on my own. As you were talking about achieving goals, like sometimes you're going to have to do a lot of sacrifice and big things in your hand to make things happen. And I have been working really hard on making things happen for myself by making my own movies. Yeah, if I cannot find work, then I make my own. And even if you can find work, try to create something and produce something. If you love something, if you think you can be successful at something, so you have to work at it. And thankfully, I had 2 movies who I came out. And a lot of people are interested. Yeah, I have a lot of investors that are interested. And it's been having a lot of buzz, even in the U.S. and overseas. And I'm very happy about that. So that's pretty much it for now.
That's a lot, and you should be very proud of yourself. You know, I'm proud of you. You know, you've been working very hard, and you know, we've been pushing on. By the way, folks, the names of the films that she's talking about, one is Kill for Love, and the other one is called Sweet Burden. If you go to www.girlandlince.com, that's GIRLANDELINCE.com. Check it out. Or you can go to my site and you can see everybody, www.imtmworldwide.com. I haven't even mentioned my site all night. Anyway, you've been working definitely very hard. You've made a lot of sacrifices, you know, as, you know, your bio reads and states. But what do you think in regards to, now, Carissa mentioned that, you know, of course, she won't lend it to a particular gender. And, of course, I had to mention Atlanta because there's just that, is more women than guys that this is happening with. So at the end of the day, what have you seen in regards to just people in general or just mindsets in regards to, you know, you can even say it from your perspective in regards to your shooting of movies and people flaking on you when they say they want to act for a role and then they don't show up. So kind of
give that's been happening a lot. And yeah, and it happens a lot more with the women than it would happen with the men. Mm-hmm. And I think, at first, before I started really being on the other end of, of this business, you know, when I was just acting as an actress, I didn't really see what people were talking about, like how they look at, you know, the actresses, saying that, yeah, they never show up for auditions. They will call and say, yeah, they're interested. And when you contact them the next day, you hear a totally different story, or they don't even show up. And I at first was like, yeah, how can someone do that? Because if that's their dream and they actually call, say they're interested, so why wouldn't they call back? Or when they got the opportunity, they would just walk away. And from the 2 movies that I have directed, I had a lot of this problem with people. I try to get girls. When you will get like 9 of them who said they are interested, and the next day you call, you probably hear from 5, and the next day you call, you probably hear from 2, and by the time you call again, you don't hear from anybody. Yeah, and I had instances also with guys also, but the guys, they do come, but some people are late, and they've been very unprofessional, they late, or, you know, they tell you, okay, I'm doing this today. And when you're waiting on them, you don't hear from them, and the next day they're going to call you and try to either say they did call or they did email or call you never received. but yeah. they lied straight to your face, telling you that they did call or, yeah, they emailed you and things like that. And it's something that is really terrible because that when they do that, they mess up things for other, you know, talents, for other people in this industry. You know, it really.
I always say, like I said, the things that you do doesn't just affect that one person. It affects the makeup artist, the hairstylist, the videographer. Everybody that's involved in that project when you just decide that you don't want to do it. And like I said, my propensity of calling all of these people over the last couple of months where they don't have anything going on, they're sending me, you know, bootleg iPhone pictures in the bathroom, and they actually are on the bathroom sink. And they don't have anything, and but they protest, you know, when you get a little bit upset when, you know, they hanging up on me, you know, and I'm like, that's just not cool, and, you know, and I hit you back. And then you hit me up initially, you know, and it's like you gave me your government information. If you didn't want no one to call you, you could have just not taken those 30 seconds to type in your information. So, you know, for me, it's just a matter of, you know, being able to get over those humps. It's all about numbers, of course, but especially when you're talking about doing a movie, it's a little bit more expensive when you're trying to put stuff together and you got time frames and things of that nature. So, but definitely the things that is that you've overcome a lot of things, and you being a woman, you're, you know, like I say, in your particular case, you have a lot of stuff going for you. You know, you're this bilingual woman in Brooklyn, New York, doing film and television and things of this nature, and you're not letting what might, you know, stop other people. You know, you might get slowed down, but you're not stopping. And I think that's a big deal for people to also look at, too.
Yeah, but I believe what it is like the people who act like this is because they don't have passion to begin with. Because some people think, oh, you know, this industry, they just want to get in this industry just for the fact, okay, they see the person on TV, they want to be on TV. It's not because they really have a passion for the work. They think everything is easy. They think, okay, just because I show my butt or my titties, oh, I'm going to get millions of dollars for it. So once they hear that they have to put a little work into it, then they back up, they got scared.
There you go.
Because
they
yeah.
Nailed it right there. Well, do this for me because I really appreciate you calling in. I want you to be able to tell people, you know, give your shout-outs as far as where people can find you at.
Okay. People can find me on Twitter. That's Girl in Lens in Twitter. And also they can find me on my website, which is www.girlinlens.com. Girl in Lens, GIRLANDELINCE.com. And they can always find me too on your website also, which is IMTWorldwide.com.
Stop. Here it goes. IMTWorldwide.com, folks. Appreciate it, though. But no, you got it. I really appreciate you calling in. I gotta let you go now. Because I'm about to run out of the show. But again, hopefully whenever I get to do my next show, you'll be able to call in and we'll be able to talk about your next project in full.
Yes, I have my next project that is supposed to come out, and I want you people to be on the lookout for it. And it's going to be big. It's something very major. And also, I have a book, which is actually in work with Pixar, which I'm going to be part of. And this is animation. So I want people to be on the lookout because there's a lot of big things that is going to be happening. So
we'll definitely
keep watching. Yeah.
We'll definitely do that. Well, thank you, Gerland, and I'm gonna let you go for now, but we'll be in touch soon, okay?
All right, thank you. All right.
That was Gerland Lentz, everybody. It's I got 60 seconds. Well, like I said, this show was pretty cool. I really appreciate the two guests that I had. And at the end of the day, you know, you have to want to work for your goals. I'll end it at that. Tonight is actually my last episode as a permanent resident of Atlanta. I'll be back and forth, I'm pretty sure. Although a lot of opportunities that, you know, I've been a part of originated from here, there's just been a lot of crazy stuff that's happened. And, of course, unprofessional people. Shout out to OPP Studios. Shout out to all the talent that I do have in Atlanta, the Collins Twins, Majida G, and others. But I have to say it, I'll be taking my talent to South Beach. gotta go. Anyway, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide. I will sign off with my theme music. Peace.